Hi, Allison.
Hi, darling.
It's been a long day already.
No, it hasn't.
It's been a long, very bad, no good,
You slept in. You had a McDonald's breakfast treated by your mother. Is there any more pampering that you could possibly need?
You want
me to powder your fanny?
I wanted pancakes in bed.
It was pretty darn close. I believe you took that biscuit sandwich.
I had to drive
in the recliner
for that biscuit sandwich. I might as well have made it from
scratch.
And
I held your hand the whole way. So, put your belly aching.
It's been a long day.
No, it hasn't.
It has.
You're just a whiner.
I went in for some maintenance wipage
Now maybe it has.
Exactly. I went in for some maintenance cleaning.
I thought you went to the vending machine.
No. No.
That should just be cold.
John is all about self-improvement now. No junk food, clean butt.
Oh, goodness.
So you were in the win column right there.
So you were in there squeezing the moose.
No, well, I was already done. I had made mud earlier. But I was just cleaning, making sure that... Because before the show, I get real twitchy and anxious down there.
No, you don't.
And like the sweat gets there, and it makes it all itchy. So I have to give it an extra cleaning.
I mean, that's like pets have that problem.
They do.
Like if dogs could talk, they
could
relate. If I could,
I would scrape across the carpet on all fours before I did a show. That would be my ritual.
But humans shouldn't be able to relate.
I would write in cursive.
Unless they have special needs. Even then, I don't think they
Maybe I have worms. I really don't know. It gets itchy. It's always a mess.
And you want women to go down there.
Well, when you know, I lock it up real good, like I smash my cheeks together. Like I'm posing for a Mr. Tight Buns calendar in 88. Like I've got the hard hat on, got my little denim vest.
A tool belt. No tools.
Yeah, no tools and nothing underneath it. Cowboy boots somehow. Apparently those are encouraged on the site. Steel-toed cowboy boots.
Oh, that's right. Oh, goodness.
Yeah, so I do that, and then I go to wash my hands, because I'm not a pig.
Yeah.
Unlike certain friends of mine who haven't had bar soap in their bathroom for the last 18 months.
I thought you were going to say about me, because I was like,
I don't know what you do in the bathroom. I really don't. Don't care.
No, I use soap and water. That's
disgusting. I would hope.
Yeah.
I would hope that only one adult person in my life can take a dump and then walk out.
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing.
Like
for as
happened.
Dirty as you and your brother's mouths are, your hands are clean.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, now they're clean and like missing a few layers of skin because the soap machine was empty and I had to use Gojo to clean my hands after wiping.
Do you ever remember
Why is there Gojo in a studio bathroom?
I don't know.
God.
Do you ever remember using
We don't have a repair shop in the back, just saying.
Do you remember, are you old enough to remember the powdered soap dispensers in bathrooms?
I am old enough to remember non-functioning dispensers that if I beat the living hell out of them would cough up what looked like Tide detergent.
Yes, exactly.
So to answer your question, I suppose I am.
Yeah, I used the bathroom not too terribly long ago. I mean, like a few years ago when they had that. And I was like, oh, it makes me think of being a kid. And I thought, ew, like, what is this? Pretty nasty. It was at a gas station.
I don't know. They made the switch to like the soap that looks like shampoo in 87.
Yeah.
Because like I said, it was only in my crappy elementary schools where I still saw that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like they didn't even fill it anymore.
Yeah.
They filled it once.
At the beginning of the school year.
During the Ford administration.
Yeah.
And they're like, this is going to have to last, kids.
It was
elementary school. So
you need to build up those antibodies.
Yeah. One in 20 was washing their hands anyhow. The sophisticate who dressed like Mr. Peanut.
That's right.
The rest of them were taking a slopper and then apple slices.
Oh.
Nappy. Yeah. Well, let's do the show intro. It's Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. I'm joined by dumb bitch Allison Frank.
That inappropriate.
Well, it isn't in our new time slot.
You can swear.
We have a little more leeway.
But you can say the B word? I mean, I don't use that word anyway.
You were flinging around S my D on the latest episode like you were Mike Tyson at a press conference.
I wasn't flinging it around. I said it was one of those parallel comedy things, you know? And it's on T-shirts and all that. It isn't going to suck itself is what I said. And I wasn't flinging around fellatio. If you go back and listen to it, you corrected me right away. And I said, oh, you can't say that because you're always saying, hey, I don't swear anyway. So, I mean, I have an uncle, Uncle Dickie. So,
really?
Yeah, I do. I really do.
You want to get us kicked off the cherry time slot that is Monday night at 11 p.m.?
I'm just saying.
We'll get to it.
That's
all in
your
a second.
Own laziness, anyhow.
In Papa's Basement is the show's website. We put up 2 episodes a week. Thank God we still have that ability.
Yeah.
And at Papa's Basement on Twitter, I do a lot of work there too.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Every
and
day.
Instagram, if you want to see pictures of my cats, because that's all
that's
I
horrible.
Do on Instagram.
That's all you did on Tinder too, but somehow you got a girl out of it. So,
Allison Frank, you want to get a hold of her? It's at @ALLIS0N Frank,
correct.
And that handle works on both Twitter and Instagram. Just like I said 6 times, Instagram.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah. Where do we start?
I don't know. What do you want to talk
about? Do we start about my brand new time slot?
Yeah, that's good.
How your profane tongue.
Yeah, mine.
Got me knocked out of 6.5 years at Saturday at 3 p.m.
No, your laziness for not bleeping it out when you bleep everything else. And you're always getting on my case for saying, hey, this isn't Disney's Beauty and the Beast. We don't have to say hoo-hoo and hee-hee. We don't have to say he put his macaroni on her coconut.
How about like a normal person? You cook on medium.
No, it's
you're like,
it's either
you're trying to make s'mores and I'm saying the campfire is a little too low.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right. And you roll up a newspaper and shove it in my car's gas tank. You're like, can we
cook
with
this?
That's
your own laziness.
As you light it ablaze.
You marked that episode and you were going to bleep it out and you chose not to because you didn't want to take the extra 2 seconds because you're tumbly wumbly wanting some Chipotle.
Stand by that decision. For those who don't know what we're talking about, and no one does because we haven't explained it yet, that's how that works. What makes me feel better than any other podcast is I'm actually slightly broadcast through the airwaves.
Correct.
I record at Fairfax County Public Access a lot of the time. A lot of these episodes, the ones where it sounds nice, where it sounds like I'm using a $400 microphone, it's because I am at the lovely digs at Fairfax County Public Access.
Correct. They're very nice to us here.
In turn, they take one of the, you know, an episode a week from me and they actually air it through the cable system locally. There used to be an air signal too.
Right.
But those halcyon days are gone.
Correct.
And my show would air, would, note the use of past tense, would air since its inception every Saturday at 3 p.m.
Right.
And if you've listened for a while, we get a little risque, I suppose. Not a ton. I mean,
no,
if it's a dirty episode, then we're dropping F-bombs. It happens.
And the C words. All of them. None of them cookie. Which do not come out of my mouth.
What about kitten?
That's not.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. Close.
So, a couple times throughout the years, I've gotten in trouble for the content.
Right.
And my program director, I think it's been Mariam Shah the whole time.
Yeah.
I like Mariam a lot.
Yeah, she's very nice.
She's a radio nut. She seems to understand the medium.
Yeah.
Every so often, she gets complaints, and then she has to talk to me. And you can tell when someone likes being a disciplinarian and when they don't like it.
Yeah.
And when they're just doing what they got to do.
Yeah.
Miriam just doing what she got to do.
Yeah.
I got nothing against
Miriam. I don't think. I mean, there are, I guess, my sister's kind of the type of person where she does like coming down with the iron fist and she likes people being in fear of her and all that.
There are people who get off on that, I think, sexually. That is how they get their jollies.
That's what you're talking
about. By telling other
about.
People what you can and cannot do.
I guess.
And punishing. Not in the fun way.
I mean.
Not in the grab you by the back of the hair and toss you around a bit kind of way.
No.
In the, like, you're a little kid and I'm going to belittle you sort of way.
Yeah.
It blows my mind that we would average a complaint or two a year.
Yeah.
Because I look at the audience for that live stream.
Yeah.
When it goes out on Fairfax County Public Access.
Yeah, where are they?
And it counts you among the viewers when you click onto that stream to check the number of viewers. And it's usually at 2, me being one of them.
No, but I think not people live streaming from the studio, but it plays on people's cable stations in their living room. So if it was previously, you know, smooth jazz and then it just rolls into our show, bum bum bum.
Well,
and then it's C-Word City.
It blows my mind that people do public access. Period.
But,
they listen to it. And let's not act like we have a good lead in because, you know, I'm sending more like radio has the show on it, great network.
But what is the lead in?
But the lead in on Fairfax County Public Access is our friend Shu Bartholomew, who does the Real Estate Homeowners Association show with that. The only thing I like about that show is the great country intro, the parody country song If you this Saturday, 2 p.m., fcac.org/WEBR, you're going to hear a great country song intro and outro.
But do they do music before and after?
Yeah, we got Squire, who used to follow me up.
Yeah. Okay.
With Night Train Memories.
I just picture
and
like
then it's like a psychedelic rock show at 1 p.m., something like that.
Oh. Well, what I'm saying is that a lot of people just have the TV on, and it has like commercials or advertisements or whatever.
Yeah.
And so some people who don't like to have the radio or whatever, they just leave the TV on for noise, for light, for
but
whatever.
But you leave the TV on a station you were viewing. Like,
no.
I don't walk in my mom's house and it's just the all Korean station. And she's I just wanted some background chatter.
No, but you can go in there and QVC will be on, but it could not even
because
be
because she was viewing that previously. I'm saying I didn't realize public access had viewers, period. But it does.
It does, yeah.
Because thanks
old
to
people.
Thanks
old
to
people.
Old Lenny Bruce over here.
Yeah.
Thanks to Oh over here.
Yeah. Yeah. But it Ms. wasn't
Kinnison,
me. It's me.
We managed to rack up not only two listeners
to
last week's episode that aired live, but two complaints. Two people who were so offended by what they heard in the course of the show.
I would probably be offended,
they said,
too.
I'm going to go through the rigors of finding who I contact. Not even I'm going to call the main number and then see if I get through. Because the station's like shut down on the weekend. These people did their due diligence to find the program director, contact her, and be like, what is this?
Yeah.
And why is it on the airwaves?
Yeah.
And Miriam,
but it's not just me that's the problem. It's your laziness for not bleeping it out. You noted it. You made a joke about it.
Yeah.
You put a note on it. I watched you do it.
Yeah.
And then you just said, yeah, I'm hungry. Let's go eat.
When you talked about, you know, performing a certain act with your mouth on a certain body part, I guess that's not bleep worthy. I don't know.
But I didn't talk about it me specifically. I was just saying
I would hope
that it
not.
Was
I would hope you cannot have that performed upon you.
I wasn't talking about performing it myself or having it performed on
I like how it's in the abstract. So if I talk about sex with dogs, but it isn't me doing it, you're like, why would they bleep that?
I'm just saying, but when a beep happens, you're not just letting the beep go. You're like, beep, 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 beep. Did everyone hear that beep, beep, beep,
it's like,
beep?
It's like the shows in Morse.
And then you were like, hey, did you just say that? We can't say that. What can't we say? This is what we can't say. And you're just ringing the triangles and everything all around it. Because you were going to bleep it out and you didn't. So.
Well, I had a missed call from Miriam last night while I was napping and I woke up to it. And I've had a sick feeling in the pit of my stomach.
That's because
ever
Maria.
Since.
And then Maria is sitting on the couch going, what do you think it is? Why do you think he's worried? Is he going to be upset? And she goes, oh, he didn't get that from me. I don't know what he's so upset about. He just needs to relax and take a pill.
My good old anxious mother.
I was just like, she's trying to talk you down from a tree when she's in
it. Oh, yeah.
Talked herself up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, no.
Oh, goodness.
It's like someone who's done so much blow, the blood is just streaming out their nose, and they turn to you. It's like, you got to slow down a little, buddy.
Well, that's why they tell you, you know, if the oxygen mask comes down, help yourself. Then you can help others. But, I mean, she just wants to just, she just radiates anxiety.
Well, I got
and
in
it
today.
Tells you to calm down.
I got, exactly. She really is just a nexus of anxiety.
Oh, she was so super nervous today.
It's like a potpourri machine of worry. Like every 15 minutes in the bathroom, I just hear, and then your blood pressure is suddenly up.
Poor thing. Yeah.
So I come in and I get a hold of Miriam.
Yeah.
And she's like, John, we can you take a seat? I'm like, oh, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus.
But she was super cool about it.
She
was.
She was great. She's like, look, I understand you like Don and Mike and Opie and Anthony. I'm like, it's like you read my biography, sister. God bless
but
you.
But that is true. Did she really say that?
Yeah. She really used those acts who definitely have shaped my broadcast style, and we will no longer be broadcasting at 3 p.m. on Saturdays ever again.
But that's fine. I think it'll be better for you anyhow in the long run. I think you've had that slot for a long time. You said it hasn't been reaping in the benefits. So
I don't want to get Miriam in trouble. I don't want to get the station sunk because some old biddy. Like, apparently, it's the usual, like, my kid heard this.
Oh, is that what they said?
Yeah. Oh. Guess what? Your kids looked at it 7 years ago on AOL.
That was another big uproar they were talking about. You know, the girl who's paying for her education by doing porn?
Yeah, we'll get to it at some
point. Oh, is that on your thing? Oh.
Well, I think the next episode we are going to have the lovely former adult star and now comedian.
I got you.
Maybe even a comedian. I don't know. But she's definitely a comedian. Alia Janine.
Yeah, but the thing is that she said that she said in an interview that she'd been watching porn like everyone else since she was 12, and everybody just went radio silence, like she was the only one.
I found porn in my dad's car when I was 5. I remember kissing the magazine pictures.
Yeah,
that's, and then you wonder why I'm not normal. To me, maybe my first memory, I'm not kidding, I was in my dad's Plymouth.
Yeah.
1986, black and white porn mag, and it was just a chick.
Black and white?
Yeah. Exactly. I might as well have been just unrolling an 8mm in front of me with a monocle.
Or a flip book of stick figures. Like, who has black and white in 86?
A black and white porn. This was low budget, and it was just a chick. We had a fat ass and was bent over next to a stop sign for like a sense of scale, I guess.
Yeah.
That image is so... There will come a time in the nursing home where you will ask, what was my name? I'll go, what was your mother's? I don't know. And then I'll go, stop sign ass!
Yeah.
Stop sign ass.
Correct.
And then the orderlies will go back to raping and robbing me.
That's right.
So we are on the now... slot of Mondays 11 p.m. And I said it wasn't a big issue because we don't really record live anymore.
No, I mean, you haven't done that for a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, over a
year. I hate coming in for the weekend traffic.
Yeah.
I always get in at like 2:50. There's no time to unwind and show prep. And it all sucks.
No, so I mean, you haven't been recording live. You've been sending it in, phoning it in, whatever. So
phoning it in so many ways.
But I think that, I mean, maybe that'll work out better. It'll be people who are up late, people who have industry jobs where they're just allowed to play a certain kind of station or whatever, and maybe you'll get some new listeners who appreciate that kind of humor.
Well, thank
your
you.
Your filthy, dirty
thank you, Miss Glasses Half, not moved to a bad time slot.
Well, then you shouldn't be so lazy. I mean, there's a lot of laziness.
I'm happy
going on.
We weren't canceled. Yeah. I thought we were getting the big axe.
Yeah.
So to anyone who thinks you can do a podcast and you don't get listeners, apparently you do. It's just all the wrong kind. That's the moral of the story. You will get 3 listeners. 2 will hate it and complain to your program director and say, my little Johnny heard this.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
It's the second time little Johnny heard that. The first time was Daddy was complaining that Mommy wasn't doing it to him anymore. No
Gross.
More. What?
This is nasty.
It blows my mind that the sex stuff gets people in trouble. We weren't talking about bestiality. We were talking about fellatio, as the Romans would say. As my Latin teacher, every consonant was a hard pronunciation. So it would have been fellatio in Latin class.
Oh, there you go. I never took Latin, so there you go.
You?
Nope.
You didn't fit in a little Ecce Romani? That was my book. You didn't fit in a little Ecce Romani in between your parents', you know, AA stints and all that?
I actually just hated school. I really did. I was a good student, but I really loathed it, which is... I don't know. Are there those types of students? I mean, they do really well. They excel, but they hate it.
Yeah, you're looking at one. I gave 2 craps about school? I knew if I got all aces on my report card, I was getting that Optimus Prime toy.
That's what I'm saying. We got to go out to eat.
Yeah, your parents were like, here's dinner for a whole week.
On a spoon. A really little one. No, my parents didn't do that. I mean...
I'm letting you play with that one.
I mean, I did have to.
That's
I
just
did
how
help
I picture
my dad
your childhood.
Cut lines before, but I didn't eat them, and he didn't call it dinner.
I'll bet you didn't eat them. You get the holy hell beat out of you.
Well, they were dealers.
Daddy, is it pixie stick? And then you could overdose like the little black kid.
But
on
he
Shameless.
Was big into the salad, so he did have the munchies. Which
oh,
was
I got
always...
you a salad.
That's right.
Is that what drug was that? What 70s slang is that?
That's Ellison slang for the greens.
Fair enough.
Anyhow, but he always had the munchies, so it was always like Mike and Ike's and those like raspberry coins and.
So he had the teeth of a meth head,
probably
from being a stoner.
He had a nice smile, but who knows? They were probably all rotten from candy.
I was gonna say he probably just
like,
chiseled out some gobstoppers and
aces.
Forged teeth out of them.
McDonald's. And all this candy. You're like, wow. There
but
you
yeah,
go.
I hated school as a kid. I had no compassion.
I actually hated kindergarten. Like, what kid hates kindergarten?
Me.
I just hated it.
I was away from home and not watching cartoons. I think every kid hates kindergarten. Who wants to socialize with other little kids?
You're not even going to believe this, but how many times I got in trouble for talking in class.
Well, oh, you? Like, yeah, I really can't believe it,
like,
Allison.
Like, if my work is
You're just
done.
Such a mute outside of here. I'm like, Allison, are you sure you don't have Asian blood?
Oh, goodness.
You're just so quiet and math-oriented.
That's right.
Jesus
I actually was
Christ.
Good in math.
Might as well go. You wouldn't. Do you? There was a time as a kid. Damn it. Hold on. I yanked the headphone and now it made a horrible noise.
Oh, we didn't hear anything. I didn't hear
and
anything.
And they bailed me out of a bad joke that I wasn't going to be able to fly home. I was the pilot on MH370 on that one. And
I don't even know what you're talking about.
That headphone sound was the Indian Ocean. Kerse Blanc.
That's bad.
Do you want to talk April Fool's Day? Because it's April Fool's.
That's stupid.
Unless you're listening to us
on
a different
day. Like, is that the thing? Like, you have to pretend you're pregnant? I mean,
could you jump to a punchline faster?
I mean, that's stupid. I mean, it's so dumb that you just go right in the toilet. Is anybody doing any good?
You treat jokes like an Olympic event. It's like, how quickly can I get to the end?
Yeah, let's wrap it up. Tie it up. Who did it? The butler? Got it.
Foreplay, Allison. Foreplay.
The duck leaves with the rabbi? Got it. I'm done. And show's over.
I hate you. It's April Fool's, unless you're listening to us later than that, in which case, it is whatever day you need it to be to get your rocks off.
But isn't it for today?
Yeah, I mean, it's going up live today, but we're airing it later elsewhere. So.
Oh, I got you. All right.
Thanks, buddy.
What did you want to talk about April Fool's?
You're the one who brought up April Fool's.
Yeah, I brought it up in the car saying, hey, that's dumb. Why are all these people saying,
that's all
hey,
we can do.
I'm expecting, you're expecting, he's expecting, my dog's expecting. Like, is that hilarious?
No,
it's because not funny to me.
I don't like dealing with people. Like, 85% of the people on my Facebook are, like, it's not, like, unfriended, but unfollowed, I guess.
Yeah.
So their statuses never come up. So whatever dumb pranks the majority of you are doing, I'm not seeing them.
No, but last night somebody had posted something, and I actually haven't been really, you know, I've been posting some juice pictures, but that's really about it, so I haven't really been going through it. But I did see this little blurb, and it says, oh, get ready for the fake pregnancy post tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, that's stupid. Like, nobody's going to do that. And sure enough, today, it's like, I'm pregnant. He's pregnant. The dog's pregnant. 7-Eleven's pregnant. They're going to be 3 7-Elevens. They're having triplets. I'm like, what is all this like that? Is that funny? Like, it's not funny to me.
Well, it's one of those days when unfunny people take a crack at humor.
I mean, I'm good at some practical jokes. I've done some really good ones in my day, but I wouldn't just.
Like that time you got my show's time slot moved?
That was your laziness. So
that
you
was
can
a
thank
real
yourself,
zinger.
William. You want to pass the buck, William. You want to pass the buck, Maria. Your laziness, you flagged
it. Why don't you just let me get up to take a leak and then you flip on the mic and say you're going to shoot Obama and then we'll see what happens.
They probably let it go. Like, that's not offensive. I meant shooting full of donut
cream. I can come back to a show full of Secret Service and my program director next week. That'll be fun. I was joking about that. I am not going to touch the president. Good God. Since we live in a day and age where I feel everything has to be clarified. It was a joke.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, April Fool's. Because it's April Fool's.
April Fool's. Fools. Exactly.
Your cover.
I said it with my fingers crossed.
Behind my back. That's right.
I dislike April Fool's greatly because even though I can't see the majority of the dumb crap my friends post.
Yeah.
A lot of websites get into it. And they're very, very annoying with it. Like fake articles about like if it's a sports site, like a fake trade that took place.
Yeah.
I don't need that, man.
It's stupid.
No one's funny, especially when it's expected. Yeah. None of it is funny.
No. Didn't I tell you, didn't I talk about this time that I was working with this kid doing this private duty case and he had this huge snake and he had it in his terrarium or whatever.
I heard tie. I thought you were going to say trousers. Continue.
No. And he went upstairs and he started yelling. He was like, oh my God. Oh, but I could tell he was like baiting me for to say like, oh, what happened? What's going on? And that's just not my style. And he just kept on. And then he came downstairs and he was like, oh, I got some bad news. Buzz got out. And Buzz is the snake. I was just like, oh, well, like if he got out, he got out. But in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, gosh, like. I know they like dark places and it would creep me out if he was just loose in the house and trying to get back to his, you know, nature habitat, mock, whatever. mock desert scene he has there, you know. But I didn't flip out about it. I just said, oh, well. And he's like, my mom's going to kill me, blah, blah, blah. And he kind of went into his own thing. And he actually was pretty good about it. But I just thought, you know, hey, if the snake's gone, the snake's gone. There's nothing I can do about it. I'm not like a snake hunter. I'm not going to put on a safari hat. We're not going to, you know, bait it with mice on leashes to lure it out of wherever
it is. I don't think when a massive snake escapes, it isn't like a kitten where you're like, ah, maybe a wolf got him. That's not so good.
But I mean, what was I going to do? That's like the time I was working and the client said to me, hey, you need to watch the little dog. You're going to let these two dogs out. You're going to take care of this old lady and you're going to let these two dogs out. We're on an island, okay? I'm on an island. And she says to me, now you're going to want to stay out there with the little one in case a bobcat comes and picks the little one off. And I was like, what do you think I'm going to do to a bobcat? Like me? Oh, I'm Chuck Norris, the nurse. Like, what was I going to? I'm going to fight off a bobcat? I don't think so. It's not going to happen. Like, I might toss out some barbecue sauce, save the big one. Like, what was I going to do? Yeah, it's not happening. So anyhow, the kid.
What happened with the snake?
So the snake, he just said, April Fool's. He said, if this was my mom, she would have really flipped out. But he said it wasn't any fun trying to prank you because you didn't do anything. I mean, I was glad the snake was fine.
I used to just get fake emails from my mom, and it would be like, she would kind of aim a little low, yeah. Where it was like, oh, I got like $300 from a scratcher last night.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're not Kim Basinger in 8 Mile. Like, you're not sitting around drinking tall boys and playing scratchers all day. I saw you fall asleep on the couch at 6 p.m.
Yeah.
After work. You didn't magically get a yen for some Pall Malls.
Yeah.
And sneak out to 7-Eleven at 1 a.m. to try your hand at the scratchies.
But I think, April Fool's, like, I forget about April Fool's. Like, I didn't even realize when the whole snake thing was going on, I didn't even realize it was April 1st.
Because you're normal.
Right.
I think there are people who look forward to this. They're the same kind of people who get off on, like, the senior day pranks. Senior week, whatever the hell. Like, I remember one time at school, supposedly, a car was disassembled.
Yeah.
And then brought into like the second floor and reassembled. And I'm like, the only way that would have been funny is if the floor couldn't hold the weight and it fell and killed children underneath it. Then that's the best story
that's
ever.
That's William talking. That's what he would say.
Then knee slapper achieved.
No, but I mean, pranks in general don't really get me. So people are usually pretty disappointed because I'm such an even keel. Like you say, oh, Allison, your car exploded. I was like, oh, well, I guess it exploded. Like, what am I, an unexplodologist? Hold on, let me grab all the, did you, Maria, be out there. Get a sheet. Let's catch the pieces. You're going to put it back together. You couldn't put it back together when the pieces were whole. You're going to put it back together when it's obliterated? Forget it. No. I mean, it just doesn't set me on fire. People have tried to play tricks on me, and it's really just unfulfilling. Now I'm challenging everyone who's listening and yourself.
Prank Allison.
To prank me. But it really doesn't work, you know? I mean, I just figure, hey, if it's done, you can't unring that bell. Oh, you got whatever. And plus, I'm so straight-laced. Like, no one can get me into when I was drunk or when you did this or when you... I'm pretty, you know, I'm a good
egg. I can get you one. Remember the time you sexted someone your boobs?
Never.
Okay. All right. Your nose just put out my eye.
It never happened. My boobs in a wet t-shirt?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that doesn't count.
Exactly. That's Sports Illustrated swimsuit rules.
I mean, it's true.
Same with a painted on bikini. If you just put some white out on your nipples and then you're like, here's a picture.
But that wasn't sexting. You told me to do that.
No, not just that. Yeah, whatever. I reward a loyal listener with a topless photo of you. So be it.
But I was not topless. I had clothes on. It's topless, you're not going to get me. There's none. You're not going to have any.
Fine. I guess I guess that joke could have backfired because you'd have been like, Wang, picture from you. I'd be like, Wang.
I mean, if somebody's got it, I mean, I don't send anything out that I wouldn't really, you know what I mean? If somebody's chose the wet t-shirt contest or whatever, the photo of myself, I mean, it's not a big deal.
Fair enough.
I mean, it's
let's get to something that is a big deal and let's get away from a show that just hasn't worked so far.
Well, April Fool's blows. I don't know. People who really get into it are
they're dummies.
Yeah. I do like Practical Jokes, and I play
really?
Them
Really? I
often.
Don't even like Practical Jokes.
Oh,
I think
I
they suck.
Nah, not when they're
be
good.
Be funny, like, in the way that we aren't right now, but some episodes we are. Where you say witty things, and people laugh at that.
Yeah.
Practical Jokes are just the domain of people that don't get humor, I think.
Not
unless
if
they're really cruel. Like, if you, like, behead a puppy. And then you leave it under the sheets and they wake up. And it's like, ha ha, you love The Godfather. So I did that to your puppy the way they did it to that horse.
Yeah.
That's a funny practical joke.
No, that is not good.
But don't you get it? It's like the movie.
No. It's a dead puppy.
Practical joke.
Got your nose. Same thing. Just took it up a notch. No, that's horrible. No, I've done some really good practical jokes in my day.
Really?
Oh, man.
I'll be the judge of that, young lady. What were they?
We did one for this guy at work, and I think he was having, it's been some while ago.
He was having seizures, and we replaced his medication. Continue.
With candy. Yeah. And he just flopped
around. He's just popping Tic Tacs. Why aren't they working? And you're like, the foam coming out smells like cinnamon.
No, he was having problem with either like a deposit or something going through with his bank, and he was going to have to go there on lunch and blah, blah, blah. Something to do. It was something big, like his mortgage or something was on the line. And we.
Sounds knee slapper so far.
Well, we called in and we pretended we were the bank, and we told him, hey, like all your money's gone. It's not showing
wow,
up.
You are a piece of crap.
And we explained it very well.
And your children, they got kicked out of school already because you lost the house. You're no longer in the district.
Because he had baited us with all this information. He had given us people's names who worked at the branch and all this. So we had all this personal information.
How dumb is this guy?
Well, he had just called the bank also. So we.
But why is he giving you... So I called Terry Simmons in accounting at 346-0912.
Because
and gave her the last four digits of my social.
It wasn't that much, but I mean, he did give us plenty enough information that we were able to pretend we were bank people, and all his money was gone, and he wasn't going to see it for a long
time.
That's
pretty cruel.
Yeah,
not going to lie.
Oh man, he came out of the front. He's like, he had his jacket, his scrubs were flapping in the wind. He goes, "I've got to go to the bank. Somebody watch my patients."
Was he like on the operating table? Yeah. Someone just has an open chest cavity, their lungs on a tin plate.
We just had their intestines flopped out the side. He was holding them. Someone know this place. Oh, goodness. And then I pranked several people at my other job pretending I was a patient, and I was complaining, and I was going to call my son, and her son was very big, and, you know, hey, I'm complaining about this, and my room is not good, and I made some racial slur jokes.
Wow, okay.
racially things that this person would say.
These pranks just sound like harassment.
Kind of, but man, they were...
You're like, I called a black nurse and called her the N-word 14 times.
No, it wasn't that kind
and
of
thing. And then at the end, you're like, gotcha!
No, she said, like, I would say, you know, she wanted to be moved back to her wing, and, you know, she didn't want to be on this wing because there was some guy named Abdul there, and if he was in America, why couldn't he have a name like Charlie or something?
Okay.
You know, those kinds of things. Anyhow, but the supervisor and the director, they all got in a tizzy, like, hey, we've got to make this patient happy, and someone go and talk to her, and, yeah, it was
before
great.
She dukes it out with Abdul.
Yeah, then she go in there, she goes, she doesn't even remember calling the front desk. They actually went into the patient.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, just fun stuff, you know.
You're a wicked being.
But I had to do the patient's voice and everything, and people fell for it every time, so.
What was the voice? Now I have to hear it.
It was an old Jewish woman.
I figured.
Oh, my God. Come over here. I can't stay here any longer.
Really?
Where's my slippers?
Really?
I don't have any of my things over here. I got Abdul here.
And this was spot on.
Yeah. I mean, if you heard the lady.
It'd be like if I had a gay patient, like a gay AIDS patient, just, Jesus Christ, get some ADT over here right now. Snagglepuss is dying in the bed next to me.
If that's what he sounded like, that's how this lady sounded, yeah. So it was pretty fun.
Sorry, I'm
stretching. I pranked my mom loads of times. I think I told that story on the air, too, but that was probably one of the best ones.
Well, you replaced the Coke that she had to sell with baking soda, and she got her pinky cut off with a cigar chopper?
No. Me and my sister, we hid into the shower until my mom came home from work.
I'm picturing the deal that goes bad at the beginning of Scarface. You're like, I hid in the shower, and I saw Gigi chainsaw in front of me.
No, we stayed in the shower. We waited till my mom. We turned all the lights off in the house, so there were no lights on. And then when we saw my mom's lights, headlights pull up, we went and we ran and we hid into the main bathroom, which was a full bath, and we hid behind the shower curtain.
Braggart.
And then when my mom came in, we just waited. We left a note and said, "Hey, we're going to visit the neighbors," but we had just moved in the house and we didn't know the neighbors. I think I was 18.
From everything I've gathered about your mom, she could care less.
No, she actually read the note and said out loud, "Neighbors? What neighbors?" And me and my sister are in the bathroom, like holding our nose, trying not to crack up laughing. Because, yeah, and still, she went in the kitchen. She got a snack at my sister. She's terrible at jokes. She can't, you know, hold it in. She just wanted to jump out. I said, "No, just wait till mom." She's going to have to go to the bathroom eventually. And then she goes to the bathroom. And she sits on the toilet. Once the piece that hit the water.
And the joke's on you because she decimated it.
We were just out from behind the shower curtain. My mom just runs out beating her chest.
Streaming urine everywhere.
With her pants down going, oh.
That sounds like an angry baboon peeing all over, beating its chest, hooting. Oh. I think she was just marking the house as
hers.
Well,
let me just tell you this. If you want to play this joke on your mom, my mom
not
didn't
really.
Mom didn't like it.
My mom's 70, and even when she was younger and in better shape, probably still didn't want to see her ass in box. That's me.
Oh, my mom was like, "I could have died. I could have had a hit." And my mom, whenever
actually, had she tripped over her pants and cracked her skull on the porcelain, she indeed could have.
But the thing is, my mom's thing, when I was growing up, she would always say, "Almost doesn't count." Like, I'd say, "Oh, I almost broke my neck." Like, I'd fell down this flight of stairs. Mm-hmm. And my mom's like, "Almost doesn't count." I'd be like, "Oh, I almost broke my leg." And I'd be bleeding everywhere. And she'd say, "Almost doesn't count." Like, just wipe it up, stand up, like, dust it off, walk it off. So, anyhow, my mom said, I could have died. I almost died, blah, blah, blah. And I said, "Hey, almost doesn't count." She didn't think that was funny either. So, there you have it. Lots of tricks. Lots of pranks. But no April Fool's stuff. That was never my thing. I mean, it's kind of a given. You know what I mean?
I guess I do.
And it's stupid. And the I'm pregnant thing is stupid. And we don't care if your dog is pregnant.
I guess it is.
The puppy you just gave away is pregnant.
I'm suddenly very sleepy and in need of coffee.
Because you ate that lead belly meal from McDonald's. Gross.
No, I took the bacon out. It was just an egg and cheese biscuit with a hash brown.
You took it out, it was in there, or you asked them to make it without?
I asked them to make it without.
I got it.
They made it Muslim / kosher style.
Gross. That's nasty. McDonald's is gross.
What? You mean I must have grossly misunderstood Super Size Me. I thought you ate it.
You know, I actually saw that with your brother.
And bristled with energy.
Yeah.
But you just had to use the energy. And I figure all the glucose from the carbs, my brain is...
Actually, I saw Palm Wonderful. Best movie ever sold with your brother, too, I think. Yeah.
Oh, the next Morgan Spurlock. He's actually done a lot.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out there and say Super Size Me.
Yeah.
That was kind of like his Led Zeppelin 4. That was his Metallica Black album. He got big with that.
You did.
And
you
did. It's kind of not been the same since.
But I actually did gain a lot of information from that greatest movie ever sold about advertising. And now you see it.
Well, break it down. Explain what greatest movie ever sold is to people, because I'm not remembering so much. Like, I think it was a documentary about ad placement.
Correct.
But it gets very meta, to use the hipster word, because it's like him doing ad placement through the movie and trying to sell the movie to get it made. So it's a movie about him selling ads to make the movie, but all that is what the movie is. Correct. Oh my God, I know what madness is now.
But that's it. You've said it all in a nutshell. But what I didn't realize...
Wasn't it like 65 minutes long? I think I saw it in the theater.
Yeah.
And I was like, did I really pay full price for that?
But it was interesting to me to see, because then when you see things in shows, you think, why did that even happen? Because sometimes it's just out of nowhere. There'll be, you know, it's a drama series or something. They'll go, does anyone want this new Doritos taco? You're like... What?
Well, I didn't notice it until the end of Terminator 2 when Arnold is going in the molten steel and he gives the thumbs up and he's just clutching that can of Coke. And I was like, he's a robot. He doesn't even drink soda. That was a little gratuitous.
Yeah. But I mean, there's the ones that they plugged in the movie, there were some that were just right out there. But then you can see it subtly where it's everywhere else. But then they had other directors like Tarantino actually spoke on it. But a lot of people didn't want to even touch it to say, like, hey, they're paid, because it's art. So they don't want to say, hey, they're getting paid by Doritos.
Do you know how badly I want a sponsor? I would talk about Kotex. You could give me whatever. I don't know what brands of butt plugs there are out there. I don't care what it is.
Actually, for you, I mean, that would be a comfort zone for you, talking about, you know, cute fuzzy baby bumpers for your new stroller.
Do whatever. Yeah. Wait, who wouldn't want me sponsoring them? I lie real good, like. I can really sell it. Give me a product and I'll sell it. Give
you
me
can't
a
even sell this show.
Shut up. Give me a product right now and I'll sell it.
Vaseline.
Vaseline's great. When I was a kid, I used to spank off with it.
No, did you really?
I did. And that's the problem harsh. Was it wouldn't come off my hands. And then I played a bunch of Street Fighter 2 and I would smear up the controls.
This is not selling Vaseline.
And those things would just shoot out of your hands like a pig at a country fair you're trying to catch. My
this
point
like
is,
trouble.
Vaseline does not come off. If you want to take one smear of that and go for hours, Vaseline is the lube for you.
But it is.
I've also heard that in the hood, they smear Vaseline in their lips because it's cheaper than, you know, like a chapstick.
No, they
but
use
that
it
was
in
just
their
from
hair.
Howard Stern.
They use it for their hair.
I think what's most racist is the way we're saying they. We should say the African-American community.
Well, they do. I mean, I've done a lot of African-American hair, and we use Vaseline to smooth it all.
We.
In.
Don't think I didn't catch that.
I'm part of that culture. I'm included. Did you see my afro as a kid? My grandmother used to call my mom and say, what do you do with
you
this
bro You look a little
pad?
Like Juan Epstein.
Kind of.
I'll give you that.
Yeah. That's kind of funny. Anyhow, I don't know. I mean, I think you could sell
wouldn't
something.
You buy Vaseline after that? I just gave it a ringing endorsement.
No,
you could have
a
6-hour sex marathon and you don't have to re-up the
you
lube once.
You cannot do that with Vaseline.
Well, why? Because it micro tears the condom? Live a little. Come on.
That's right.
Microscopic tears. The Vaseline gets right in there and plugs them up. Who sounds dumb as hell now? You.
Well, let's see you try it in the commercial, in the web ad. Yeah. We'll
and
see
then,
it.
Like, they show me 6 years later and I'm taking Vaseline as a to boost my 8 white blood cells that are left.
You're like, oh, it's just not a good idea. Water based.
Another product. One more.
Let me think. How about Q-tips?
Q-tips are awesome.
They're not.
I use them to clean out my. Some call them ear boogers. I call them earwax.
Nope, that's bad.
I dig right in there. I know my doctor has often said you're not supposed to use Q-tips in your ears, but
yeah.
Who wants that crap just building up in there?
It's protecting your ears.
I dig right in.
And smush it down in farther.
I pull it out like it's a squatter on the property. And my ears feel clean and sexy. And once in a while when I go to the STD clinic, I get one of them shoved right up the old pee hole.
Right. Maxi pads with wings.
Maxi pads with wings. It's like a Pegasus. People love horses, but you know what's better? A horse with wings. Why would a maxi with wings be better?
Who wants to straddle a bloody Pegasus? This is the worst.
Exactly. Who wants to hop off a Pegasus and he looks like the Kool-Aid man mounted him? Come on.
You're not good.
I'm great. It really absorbs the blood that comes out of you gals. Give it a shot. You want to mess up your capri pants, be my guest. We got the wings. They go halfway down your fat thighs. Really catches that stuff.
All that jazz.
Strap one on, kitty cat.
Oh, I don't feel good. Not good. Terrible.
So let's buy some Vaseline and maxi pads and Q-tips.
Actually, Q-tips, you should have went for cleaning your computer equipment. Or...
I do that too. I dip it in alcohol.
Yeah.
And all the dead skin on my mouse and keyboard just wipes right off.
But isn't that true? Don't you use them when you have to clean those controllers, when you flip Xboxes?
I really
and all
do.
That? See? So that's the way you should have went and you could have sold it.
Well, I use them more for my ear.
But all that just...
There's no better feeling There is no better feeling than digging it out and you're like, oh, there's something there. I think we have something there. And it looks like you pulled out a dipped candle. Nothing better than that. But where it's solid amber, where you're like, there should be a mosquito with dinosaur blood I can use for cloning inside this golden hued gob.
This is not good. You do not put those in your ears, listeners. Absolutely not.
Why? My doctor says the same thing. She's like, yeah, your hearing might be a little impaired because your ear is irritated.
Yeah.
Ear is irritated. God, it sounded bad. Mm-hmm. From having a Q-tip in it. But like, isn't the huge ball of wax?
No,
like,
it's protecting your ear.
I remember fifth grade. Yeah. There was a kid, Mike Mattoon.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think we're like Facebook friends now. It's one of those things. I don't know about you. If I knew someone in elementary school, I'll just find them and add them and I'll never speak a word to them. I'm just like, you should understand why we're friends.
I wish I could find all my elementary school friends.
And I have a really vivid memory of seeing in fifth grade, I was looking at his ear for some reason. I was just that bored. Like, you hated school, I hated school. I'm like, I'm going to look at ears.
Yeah.
And he had like earwax that was visible. And I thought he might as well have been walking the railroad tracks with a bindle on his shoulder at that point. Yeah. I'm like, where's your can of beans to go on top of the campfire, you piece of crap? Because you have visible earwax.
And he just had a drawn on beard.
Yeah.
with shoe polish.
Exactly. The Halloween costume hobo.
Oh, my.
It's funny. As America gets less and less affluent, I don't see many hobo costumes around anymore. It's not fun to pretend we're poor when
Now you're just going as the Swansons who live next door.
When you don't have the money to afford the spare beat-up looking coat, times are tough.
Oh, gosh. Not good. That's terrible. Yeah, earwax, I mean, it can do you favors. I mean, it's there to kind of protect your ears. But what you do when you have a Q-tip is you just plow the earwax down in. And so you're...
I feel that's people who don't know how to use them properly.
They are not... I
rotate it like a drill bit. And I just very gently touch
cram
it to the
it
wax.
Down in.
And I feel like it starts pulling it out. Like you sink a drill bit into wood and you see the wood start to spiral out. That's what happens with my earwax.
Yeah, when you cram a shovel in a hole, you'll get some out, but you're packing some down. You see what I'm saying?
So what? We shouldn't dig in this world anymore?
You shouldn't dig in your ears.
Well, how do I get it out? It's gross. I don't want to be like Mike Mattoon.
No, it's fine. Most people have an amount of wax in their ears that's fine. Occasionally, if you have... like anything else, excessive hair or whatever. Body hair grows everywhere.
Hey.
Some of us to excess, then you might have a problem. And you do. You just go there and you see your ENT and they'll take care of it for you.
So what? I have a little earwax and I have to do a $100?
$10 copay.
I don't have a copay. I have bad insurance.
Oh, well, there you go. And you also have hair on your back. So you deserve.
I can shave that and I can un-earwax my ear.
You cannot.
So you sound like a dumbelina right now. Okay. Sorry. I didn't mean to use language that's going to get the show in trouble. You old bitty.
I think you're Mexican.
You old bitty bitches listening and calling in.
Oh, gosh. That's nasty. All right.
So because S my D was too much for them to hear. Who doesn't like that act? It's either going to get your daughter a husband or it's going to make your son happy. Why is that a bad act?
I mean, it's just not really that cool. So there are cooler things to say and share.
Well, I want to wrap up the show.
Okay. With what?
By mentioning the people who donated to the Kickstarter.
Oh, yeah. I saw you guys made it.
This is my version of Schindler's List.
We need Jerry here. You can't do this by yourself.
Well, we're going to do it twice.
Okay.
Oh, there's someone I didn't realize who donated. Who did?
Oh.
Very sweet of her. I think I've been hassling her since to donate.
Oh.
Because I'm a piece of crap. I do a comic with my buddy called The Spookies. He does all the heavy lifting.
With G.
With G. Exactly. Right. The anonymous G.
Right. He's
crazy,
very talented. Crazy talented.
And but where would he be without my writing? That's what you're going to say next.
Correct.
And I'm with you on that. So thank God we found each other.
Seriously.
Talent and toil. That's how I see it. He puts in the toil. I give the gift of this.
That's right. Oh, goodness.
So if you want to see the comic, it's thespookiescomic.com. We did like five URLs. The Spookies used to work too, but I think Jerry abandoned that. So just check out the Spookies comic at G.
Okay.
All right. thespookiescomic.com.
Correct.
We put out a Kickstarter, me and G.
Right.
It's so bad.
Right.
So bad.
Tell us about it,
Jay. I feel like an easy E lyric. We put out a Kickstarter trying to get $350 to recoup the cost of printing this comic.
Right.
And one of the people who donated, dear sweet Laura Agnich.
Oh, yeah.
She saw that and she was like, dude, you don't have $350.
It's not about not having it. It's about you're putting out.
It's about
right.
Everything I've ever put into anything I've done artistically has cost me money and recouped nothing.
Right.
And for once in my damn life.
You like, just want to break even.
Just to go to sell these comics that we took $350 for, I think cost us $200.
Yeah.
Like, so it helps, man. It helps. Because the printing costs were like three something.
Yeah.
And then to go to the convention was another two.
Yeah.
We were just like, we can't afford it. Can we get some help? And you guys, we asked for $350. I think the Kickstarter is currently at $470.
Okay.
It's nuts. But we are giving away some really cool prizes and crap.
Yeah.
So if you want to contribute still,
yeah,
feel free. And if you contribute $1 or more, you get your name mentioned on the show.
Wow.
And I'm about to read off the list. I'm going to just go down the list, name those who contributed.
Sounds good.
Anyone who I screw things up, because some of you guys, I'm actually not recognizing the names. I'll be honest. I feel like a piece of crap, but some of them might not be my friends.
Okay.
Which is shocking to me that you gave me money. You're doing the Lord's work, but I just contact me in papasbasement@gmail.com.
Yeah.
I'll give you an even bigger shebang on the air next time. I don't know if we promised the people who did more than $1 would get the, because it's $1 for the name on air. I don't know if they have to get all the prizes on the way up to what they actually donated.
Yeah.
But what the hell? Let's do it. Annette Z.
Yeah.
That is Jerry G and I, our longtime friend, Annette Zarukian. She's awesome.
Yep.
I like Annette a lot. There was a time we watched Mad Men and The Walking Dead together, and I would come over to Annette's and she would give me beer and veggie spreads.
When you were of age.
And popcorn. Yeah, and that's a year younger than me.
Okay.
She isn't some like 46-year-old cougar, and it was 16-year-old me taking my dad's Aerostar over.
I just want to make sure. All right.
So Annette hooked it up. God
that's
bless
good.
You, Annette. Laura Agnich, I've known Laura forever.
Yep.
She is a very successful professor or something now, so maybe I should stop saying her name a bunch, but she's great. Thank you. Kevin Scott, this is the first of the people we don't know.
Yeah.
I might know Kevin Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's a dude I call Kev all the time, and I've never realized he's Kevin Scott. Kevin Scott, if that's you, I apologize. Speak up, Kevin Scott, or else this is it. Jesse Nielsen.
Yeah.
Known Jesse since I was knee-high to a pissant.
Oh.
Jesse, his contribution ended with 69 cents. So for a while, the Spookies total was something like $60.69.
That's nice.
Funny, my friend.
Yeah,
I
hilarious.
Get it. I thank you for your buckaroos. Sean F.
Right.
Sean F. Sean was on the show a couple of months ago. You missed that episode.
Oh.
He is a hugely talented parody singer. I'm not just saying that. The guy has pipes like crazy.
Yeah.
He somehow got into the Opie and Anthony show to perform his Opie and Anthony parody music live.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I've wanted him on the show since to sniff his fingers. It hasn't worked out yet, but I want to hear all about his brush with greatness. Sean was very kind, donated a good amount.
Yeah.
Again, dude, that's awesome.
He gets your kidney.
No, why would you want that? Do you know how much cough syrup I pumped through that as a kid?
Well, the good one. You can give him the good one.
Jerry Walter.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know Jerry Walter.
Good old G.
Good old Jerry. What can you say about Jerry that hasn't been said already? I don't know, so we're going to move on. But thank you, Jerry.
Is it a G or a J?
With a J.
Oh, good. So like Tom and Jerry.
Shane Daffron.
Oh.
Longtime friend. Shane gave a very, very generous contribution.
Yeah.
Shane hit the top of the contribution list.
I gotcha.
I don't know what that entails exactly. I apparently made a video detailing what
it probably
does.
Has something to do with what we got kicked off the radio for.
Yeah, a little S-ing, a little D-ing, a little slap and tickle. Pamela Jones.
Got to make his pickle
Pamela
smile.
Jones and Chris Jensen. C-R-I-S Jensen. Does that make it a chick, Chris?
I don't know.
If
seems
so,
like.
What's up, Chris? What's up, baby girl?
Oh, my.
And if that's a dude, hey, you know what? It happens. Should have put your name as Chris Dude Jensen.
Right.
And Pamela Jones. I don't know these characters either. I don't know why they want to support us. Maybe they actually believe in our product. That is so foreign to me. I like to believe that I'm only getting cash from people who knew me as a kid back when I had promise. Carmen via Helio.
I think they believe in G, so we should.
Carmen via, shut up. They believe in me too. Carmen via Helio, longtime friend.
Okay.
Carmen also knocked it out of the park. She and Shane,
they
gave money. They gave money. I think so.
Yeah.
Carmen used to live in the area. You might have seen her a ton. Sarah, just S-A-R-A. Could be Sarah Pease. Could be my buddy Sarah Pease. If it's not Sarah Pease, I'm sorry that you got credit. You don't deserve it. And Sarah Ambiguous over here does. Beverly Longoria, Twitter friend for a long time. Very kind that she contributed.
Yeah.
She's great. You know what? Let me find Beverly's Twitter name.
Okay.
I'll have to dig that up next episode. Remind me.
Okay.
She's like this awesome Latin chick who lately has just been posting like naked photos of herself from a photo shoot.
Super.
But it's like, you have to act like it's art, even though it's just her cans. You're like, hey, I saw your boobs. They're in your Twitter picture feed. She's like, yeah, did you like the shoot? I'm like, yeah. Boobs?
Is there any juice photos?
Yeah, exactly. She's taking one out of your page. Page out of your book. That's how that goes when you say it in English.
I got you. I'm with you.
I sounded like Latka Gravis right there. She took your page. Jessica Kersner. I lost my V card to Jesse back in the day. That was my first girlfriend. So she gave me a buck to get on the show and took my cherry.
That's nice.
That's contributing.
Nice.
Maria
Lydia. She probably didn't want that announced.
I don't think she's horribly ashamed of it. Maria Lydia Miranda. Maria is an actual organic listener I have who lives in the area.
Yeah.
She's like this really, really cute, funny Latin chick, but she's married. So I'm just like, why, God, why?
Yeah.
Why? Why would you put this in my life? But apparently it is to call me bad things on GChat and to complain anytime I use caps when talking to her and give me a couple bucks. So God bless you. Jen Cletus, another friend I made via Twitter.
I got you.
Jen does a lot of awesome robot art. We're always going to do comics together. And then we never do because we're both lazy and like cats. And we just like to text about video games we played. And then we're so lazy we quit the video games too. David CJ Bunn.
Yeah,
I feel there's a lot of names in there, so I really should pick up on one of them. I didn't, though. David C.J. Bunn, this is my apology to you as well as my thanks. And Emrit. Emrit, a longtime friend. Emrit was great. Emrit Singh, friend of Jerry's, but friend of mine, too.
Okay. Emrit, you mean G's.
Yeah. Shut the hell up. Friend, if you want a great story in old school racism, Emrit, you're going to not believe this. Emrit Singh is an Indian kid.
Yeah.
And he was on my baseball team. And of course, everyone's like, oh, the Indian kid, what's he going to do athletically? I don't know. I guess he had cricket pitching in his genes because Emrit was the sickest pitcher on my AAA baseball team.
Wow.
And I think everyone was just like, oh, the Indian kid's on the mound. We're going to get some walks, some sweet, sweet walks.
Yeah.
And instead, no, 1-2-3 came the strikeouts. God bless you, Emrit. And last, Jay Lofsted.
Good. Good old Jay.
Very Lofsted-ian of him to contribute.
Yeah.
Again, damn it, if I'm forgetting you, please call me out a million times over. Tweet me at Papa's Basement and just say what a piece of crap I am for forgetting who the hell you were.
All right.
I really feel bad if I forgot someone that I've talked to a ton. I really feel bad. But some of these guys have Twitter handles. I don't know who the hell they are.
Yeah.
Whatever. Now I'm racked with guilt. Why did I do that to myself? This is Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio, joined by Allison Frank.
That's me.
In Papa's Basement is the show's website. If you want to support the show, you're like, how do I help you out? Well, the big thing is to get reviews on iTunes and Stitcher. So open up iTunes, look up Papa's Basement, and subscribe and give us a 5-star review. Similarly, go to Stitcher, Stitcher.com. It's a great phone app. And add us there. Give us a great review. And that's about it. At Papa's Basement, add me there. At Allison Frank, Allison Frank. Both of those handles work on Twitter as well as Instagram.
Correct.
Guess that's about it.
Yep.
Doing another show momentarily.
Peace out.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow.
You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.